Welcome to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio. Always coming into the Rolling Stones, which is Bobby's favorite band.
Well, now, let's take a vote on that. What about some Pink Floyd?
Well, look, I like Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, yeah.
Pink Floyd rocks.
Or Round 2.
Round 2. That's what we need to do. Next week, we'll get some intro music with Round 2.
Yeah, man, they do Pink Floyd.
There you go.
And Rolling Stones, I guess.
So. Man, that's awesome.
We can get them all in Round 2.
Well, you know, I think Dave Hayes, the front man for Round 2, will actually be on the Big D Radio Show March 30th.
Okay.
So
excellent.
We'll be glad to have him in studio
and maybe
some of the other musicians and let them pick a song or two. And
yes.
Man, we'll have a good time around.
Oh, the whole group coming in.
Well, possibly. You never know.
That'd be great.
Hey, well, let's get started off. Jeremy Hogan's not going to be here this evening. They're getting ready for a yard sale that's going to start tomorrow through Saturday for Saving Forgotten Warriors, 1720 County Road 838 here in Coleman. So if you're ready for a yard sale like most people are in Coleman, remember that, 1720 County Road 838, tomorrow and Saturday, Saving Forgotten Warriors.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, if you don't mind, we'll get started and we'll say a prayer.
Yes, Father God, we are deeply, deeply grateful to you that you have loved us and you've demonstrated that love in and through Jesus Christ, and that you've called us to yourself, given us your name, called us to your purposes, and we are excited about having the opportunities we do in our community and in the world to express your glory, to shine that light of hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this radio show and all the efforts that we do to come together as a community, Father, we ask you to continue to lead and guide and direct us in all of that, that it culminates into your glory. It's in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Yeah,
well, you know what, Bobby?
Yeah.
You know what I say every day in my life?
What?
I'm a blessed man.
I am a blessed man.
I am a blessed man. So that's one of my favorite sayings. And one of the other things is, I am completely nothing without him.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Man. And that's true of all of us, you know. But man, blessed. We are incredibly blessed in Jesus Christ. That is just, and we've talked about this through the years about being blessed. And recently I saw a post on Facebook and I wanted to respond to it, but I just didn't have time. But it was on this subject of using that word correctly. And we all use the word blessed every day. I mean, you know, we say if it's a pretty day outside, man, it's a blessed day. Or, you know, we say that, and we all know what we mean. So I don't necessarily want to split hairs about words. But you know, in some ways, if we don't see ourselves correctly and see the truth in Jesus Christ, we may communicate to other people the wrong message. Because we tend to say we're blessed when everything's going our way.
Right.
Or we tend to say that when we got everything we need or everything we want, or, you know, I'm blessed. And, you know, what that infers is if everything's not going my way, if I'm having a bad day, then I'm not blessed.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And that's a conflict with the gospel, because that's not true. And I know there's a culture that has influenced us in this. There seems to be confusion in between the American dream and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the American dream it's a noble thing. It's good for the citizens to come and to achieve success and prosperity and those things. There's nothing wrong with that in itself, but that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it seemed like there's been a synonymous thinking of that, where we think in ways of being blessed when things are good or when we have a lot. But, you know, if that's true, you know, what about those Christians in other countries that don't have anything?
Right.
I mean, you know, I've been in houses of Christians in places where all there was a dirt floor and a shack and no running water and barely enough food to eat on. But those folks had something that was blessed. You know, they had Jesus, and they had a light and a joy. So just that word about, you know, being blessed, I've come to use the word more being fortunate. We're fortunate to live in the United States. We really are. But are we more blessed to live in the United States than are Christians blessed to live in China? I mean, you know, are we? So just that idea that in Christ, It's where we're really blessed. And, you know, this scripture I've got open here in Ephesians says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And so just to try to grasp this idea of blessing, of what the gospel is really about, I think we have to see that Jesus is the blessing.
Right.
He is the blessing. And when we look back and see what God promised to Abraham and to Isaac and Jacob and all the nation of ancient Israel, all the promises that God made, they're satisfied in Jesus. I mean, if you have Jesus, then you have everything God has promised.
And, exactly.
And it may be hard for some people to make that stretch, but he supersedes any and everything God could ever have promised. In a spiritual way, Jesus fulfills all of that. So when we say we're in Christ, that's a term that's not physical, but yet it's a real fact and a statement spiritually that when we are born again or saved or regenerated, whatever the word we use, we come into Christ. So seeing this blessing thing right is that God has blessed Jesus in incredible ways. Jesus has all the blessings. So that's how he can be the blessing. So the gospel shows us that when we're in him, we get all the benefits of Jesus Christ. So in Christ, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing.
Exactly. Yeah, and even every day, you know, mm-hmm. The first thing that comes to my mind when I say that I'm blessed, the first thing is the cross.
Yes.
Because I'm not blessed. Because of that cross, I am blessed.
Absolutely.
You know, he gave his life for me.
Yes.
So I can have everlasting life in his kingdom, which is the only thing that I need in this life right here.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing. I have been blessed with material things. I've been blessed with a good job. Yes. I've been blessed with so much. But none of that matters.
Yes.
My whole goal in life is to please him, to be thankful for that blessing, to be thankful that he gave his life just because he loves me.
Yes.
And everyone is in this world.
Absolutely.
The ultimate sacrifice. And that's the only thing that I can think of when I think I'm blessed is because of that.
Because of who he is and what he's done. And that is the gospel. That's how we are blessed. So I think our mindset, our disposition, the way we think and see ourselves and see the world and see other people and all that, I think that matters. And so we have I think there's a lot of folks out there who are Christians or they want to be or think they, I don't know how to gauge all that, but there's a lot of folks who are attempting to gain God's favor, to earn that. And so they're doing things to be blessed. But that is contrary to the way I see the gospel.
Right.
The gospel is, I'm blessed, so I do.
Exactly.
I don't do to be blessed. There's nothing we can do to gain God's favor or for him to love us more.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, his incredible love is, he loved us when we were at our worst.
I know.
And you know, and it doesn't get any better than that. So I think that's, you know, if the church can really grab hold of that and embrace this truth of who we are, that makes a big difference in the world of that. This one other scripture, I love this. It's out of Romans 8, and I think there's a lot of big ideas in Romans 8. I preached that for a couple of months one time. The Romans 8 is so good, but it says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? God is not trying to hold out on us, you know.
Right.
He's not trying to get us to do something so he can bless us. He's not trying to get us to be a certain way. No. He loved us and gave Jesus when we were at our worst, when we were sinners, when we were his enemies. He loved us and gave up Jesus for us. If he would do that,
exactly,
why would he hold out on us?
Right.
You know.
And I think, well, I can only talk for myself. Even when I feel or know that I have been at my worst,
yeah,
he still loves me.
Yes.
And
yes,
his thoughts of me have never changed.
No,
because
absolutely,
he still loves me.
Yes.
I'm still covered by that blood.
Yes.
and what else do I need?
Absolutely.
You know, and it took me a long time to realize that. And I hate that it took me that long to realize that.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm His.
Yes, absolutely.
So everybody has to know that.
You have to know that. And that's how Scripture says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus who walk after the Spirit. And that's what you're talking about. So you're talking about, well, the first thing every morning you're thinking about in a spiritual mind, like, man, look what Jesus did for me.
Exactly.
So.
Because I always felt, you know, some days when I would wake up, what can I do to make Him love me even more?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that I can do because He already loves me.
Absolutely.
To the max.
Nothing.
You know, everything nothing. That I do, every step that I take, He's right there with me.
Yeah. So if He loved us when we were at our worst, man, He's never going to love us anymore.
Exactly.
So it's just, man, isn't that?
What am I?
That's incredible, isn't it?
It really is.
We're incredibly blessed in Jesus Christ. And I know that our circumstances in our days, I know they matter about our disposition in our minds and emotion. But I say that as long as Jesus is sitting on that throne, it's a good day.
It is a good day.
It's a good day. Now, is my circumstances good? No, man. I may be mad.
Exactly.
Hurt or, I don't know, discouraged. But at the end of the day, Jesus is sitting on that throne.
Still blessed.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you for being in again this Thursday, talking about being blessed and sometimes not really fortunate, but we're always blessed.
Always.
Always blessed.
Yes.
And we shall see you next Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to continue to talk about our Jesus.
Yeah, man. My pleasure. And
coming up, Cynthia.
New Life Church, 1200 Welty Road, Sunday mornings, 10:30.
There, y'all come on out. Next, Cynthia Reed Phillips, Alpha Insurance. She's going to be in the studio with Big D. We're going to talk about a little insurance, and glad to have her in studio with Big D. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here live, 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You heard, Mothers Helping Mothers is hosting its fourth annual MHM Community Expo. Come see us Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center, 510 5th Street Southwest. We have over 60 booths this year, including some of your favorite returning vendors and many new vendors. We will have the famous Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue to satisfy your appetite, cotton candy, and balloon animals for the kids. The 40 Ultrasound Lady is offering scans on site. An Angel's Touch Therapeutic Massage is giving free massages and so much more. We have a few helpful information booths, including Fancher Education Center, Coleman Family Counseling, and Child Passenger Safety Technician Lindsay Dilworth. Find a full list of vendors at facebook.com/MHM Community. Everyone is invited. Bring a friend or bring the whole family. You don't want to miss this event, so save the date. Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center. We can't wait to see you there. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MHM Community. There you will find lots of information, including the link to our event and closed group. Our 2017 MHM Expo is sponsored by Fancher Education Center and Coleman Family Counseling.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Children play.
I think we just became an oldies channel.
Look, I was hoping for some Kiss or something. And what did we go to?
This is the Rolling Stones. That's Tears Go By, man.
I know it is, but I wanted something a little fast. Look, Cynthia wants fast, upbeat music. She told me she wanted to dance here in the studio, so
we'll have to work on that.
We'll work on it.
Hey, look, I have enough microphones. I can talk when you're talking now.
You know, the Big D Radio Show usually has like 10 or 20 people in here like every Thursday night, so we had to buy new microphones. So we are here. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Cynthia Reed Phillips.
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the insurance business going?
It's going great. Staying busy.
That's awesome.
I know. Loving every minute of it.
And so we'll tell everybody you're located right across from
Doug Doggett.
Right behind Sonic.
Sonic.
That wouldn't be good for me, because I would be at Sonic every day.
I smell it all day, so I don't have.
So yeah, you don't have no desire for it.
No desire.
What do you do? Go to Subway or something?
No, Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A. Should I be saying that on the radio?
Well, you know, we'll give them a free plug, whatever.
Yeah,
but not again. So let's talk about Alpha Insurance a little bit.
Alpha is awesome.
Alpha is awesome. So how long have you been there?
I started with Alpha October 2013.
Okay. So now, before you had your own branch, you worked for someone else, is that correct?
I did. I worked for another insurance company.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you went on your own, and you're doing very well.
I'm loving every minute of
it. That's awesome. It's good when you go to work and you love your job.
That is.
It is.
It is.
So why don't we talk about some different policies that you have, if you'll tell us some what you offer.
Well, we sell auto, home, life insurance. Alpha has actually started branching out with Farm Bureau Bank, so we actually offer some policies that you can actually do financing now. We will finance your auto, your travel trailer, motorcycle, different things like that. We have some great rates there. But, of course, you know, our specialty is our auto, home, and life.
And probably when you have auto, if you do the life insurance, maybe you get a multi-discount policy.
You get that multi-line discount. With that home, you get the multi-line discount, you know, for the bundle and the policies.
And I guess the good thing is that you're local, you're right here, so if I have a problem, I can actually come to you right now.
You just come see me. And I always give all of my customers my cell phone number. I say claims don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You call me. I've been called 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Got a call on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock in the morning, and someone was in Texas and needed some ID cards. Well, I put my jacket on, my boots on, and went and faxed them some ID cards.
That is very sweet of you.
That's my job.
That's your job. That's what you do. So let me just ask you a question, because of course I've got my sheet and I hate to sit there and look at my sheet. So let's say someone is in an accident. So what's the turnaround if I'm in an accident and I need to get my car repaired?
Well, if you'll go to any repair shop in Coleman, you will probably hear that Alpha is one of our easiest companies to work with, because we really are. We have a local claim shop or local claim service on 157, and they are so easy to work with. We try to get you your vehicle fixed and everything turned around in easy time. We are all about making sure that our customers are taken care of and doing what's best for them. And that's the Alpha way.
That's awesome. Because, I know in the past, you had to wait for an adjuster to come look at your car. But I'm sure with technology today, it's just a quicker process than what it used to be.
It is a faster process. There are times that an adjuster may have to come look at your vehicle. But with us being local, they may just be 10 or 15 minutes away. And that's the one good thing about having, adjusters being local.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and tell everybody what your hours are so they know.
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Of course, if you need after-hour appointments, I'm always available. Again, I give everyone my cell phone number, so I'm always available. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always call me.
Awesome. So, and you've just recently joined What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, so we thank you there. We have you right here on Live 95.5, so the word is getting out, and we want everybody to know about your awesome service that you have. One of the other things that I looked at is that you have annuities. So can you go into that and kind of explain to the listeners exactly what that is?
Annuities we offer two different type of annuities, single annuities and flexible annuities. Annuities are tax deferred. Sometimes people, they're actually better than a CD. And they are, if you're looking for saving for retirement, an annuity is the way to go. And I would definitely, you can do it for as little as $50 a month, $600 a year.
Which is something that everyone should do.
Everyone should do. And there is, it falls under a life policy, but that you do not have to take any type of physical or anything for that. So why wouldn't you? I mean, in this day and time, we need to make sure that we're saving money for our future.
Exactly. And I know that besides this right here, I guess one of the other things that I wanted, there's so many people in Coleman that lives in apartments. So do you have a renter's?
Our renter's insurance is very, very reasonable. It starts as low as $10,000 and goes up. So renter's insurance is, and again, that's bundling. So if you have your autos with us, most of the time, your renter's insurance, when you get your renter's insurance, you pay almost nothing for it because you're going to save so much on your auto insurance.
Right. So does that actually cover all of the contents that you have inside of your apartment?
Well, it depends. If you have $10,000 worth of coverage and you got $20,000 worth of contents, you need to make sure that you're covering exactly what you have.
Exactly. Okay. So, are your policies taxed?
Well, our policies are not taxed. There are companies out there, insurance companies out there that finance premiums and things like that, but Alpha is not one of those companies that do that.
Awesome. Well, that's great. So why don't you tell us about your website so everybody knows where to go to so they can actually find you personally?
Well, you can go to www.alphains.com, and then you can look for C. Phillips, and of course you can pull me up on Facebook, Cynthia Reed Phillips. So I'm very easy to find.
So you want to give us your office and your cell phone number real quick?
Yes, my office number is 256-734-1224. My cell phone number is 256-338-5982.
All right, so I need to come see you. Do I have to make an appointment or can I just walk in?
You can just walk in. I have two of the best CSRs in the business. They can give you a quote on your auto. I usually help you with the home and the life, but they can go ahead and get you started with the auto. I'm there most of the time, but I do have to go out and get photos. I do have appointments outside of the office, but you can always shoot me a text. I have a lot of customers that want to text me and just say, hey, are you in the office or when are you going to be back? It's as simple as that.
And I'm sure all of your quotes are probably free. And if I call you,
yes.
How long is it going to take me to get a quote on my car, on my house insurance? Is it 5, 10 minutes? Or just tell me what it is.
We try to get you that quote back as soon as possible. If I can do it right then, I'm going to give you that quote right then while I'm on the phone with you. If I got to call you back, then I'm going to call you back just as soon as possible. We don't want anybody to wait. We don't want you shopping around. We want to make sure that we're the ones to help you.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show today.
Hey, I'm glad you invited me.
I'm glad the listeners know about you, know exactly what you offer, and you are the one to go to.
That's right. Just call me.
It's Cynthia Reed Phillips Alpha Insurance over there by Doug Doggett Furniture. Doug Doggett Jewelry. Well,
yes.
I said furniture. Oh, my God. What's wrong with me? But anyway, thanks for being on the Big D Radio Show, and we hope you get a lot of business.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be back in just a minute.
Laugh about everybody that was hanging out, and now you don't walk so proud. Now you don't talk so loud about having this crown jam.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show, hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right?
Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Look, I almost started singing with that one. That's a little bit more upbeat tempo. We have Melvin Hastings here in the studio with Big D, an attorney.
I actually thought the last song I played on the way out was pretty good, but I've forgotten what it was now.
Well, yeah, I forgot what it was, too. I wasn't listening, evidently.
Like a Rolling Stone. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
It was a live version, so it was more upbeat. It was upbeat. Yeah, okay. I'll shut up now.
Hey, look, can we have some Kiss?
It's nice to have a microphone, though.
Look,
I heard you talking about Kiss, and I had to show you a picture, a famous family picture of Kiss.
I love that. I'm just such a Kiss fanatic, and I always
he's jealous now.
I am jealous.
It's nuts. We've done it twice. My wife and two kids. We dress up and been to Orlando, been to Nashville, and they're actually going to be up in Chicago. Kiss is going to be in July the 14th, so we done got that trip planned.
Well, I actually seen them in 2000 at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. All four original members in makeup. So, wow, what a thrill that was for me.
When you see all four original ones, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't think they're ever going to do it again.
I doubt it.
They got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 or 4 years ago, and I really thought they'd come together then and play something, but right. They wouldn't do it. They didn't even have the makeup on.
For some reason, they just can't get along.
Yeah, they blame each other.
And, I know.
And it's the Simmons and... And Ace Frehley deal, that's where it all comes
exactly.
Into.
And, you know, and after I seen him, it was probably 3 months later, Peter Criss just walks out and says, I'm done. Yeah. You're not paying me enough money. I'm out of here.
$1 billion business, though. That's what,
unbelievable.
Simmons said it was worth over $1 billion, Kiss Incorporated.
How about that?
Yep. We're in the wrong business.
I know. We need to be rock stars. Melvin Hastings, longtime attorney right here in Coleman. So, man, let's just talk about the lawyer business. It is a happening business, you know. Hopefully I'll never need one, but I hope you become my friend soon if I do need one.
it's never boring. It's a wide variety of stuff. And, I mean, I've been doing it 15 years now, and it changes a lot.
So why don't you just tell me what it entails to be a lawyer right here in Coleman?
A lot of patience. I mean, really, really, it does. You deal with all different kinds of people, you know, and not everybody's got a lot of money and stuff, you know. So a lot of times we do stuff. People think lawyers are bad people, whatever else, but we do help a lot of people out. We help a lot of people that doesn't have money, work on payments. You know, we understand that people's situations and people get themselves in, you know, all kinds of situations. And it's not just criminal. It can be dealing with children, it could be dealing with rent, getting kicked out, or house, you know, living, just everyday living. It's tough. Sometimes it's a struggle, and we try to take care of them the best we can.
So tell me, what's the hottest topics that you hear weekly?
It's always custody. If you do custody stuff, everybody's always got issues with custody of kids, you know. Whether it's married parents or just parents that break up, that, you know, it's not married, that don't get along. And, you know, a lot of times a lot of kids don't have a fortunate life. They get involved with, you know, DHR or somebody gets involved in their life and stuff like that. So that's probably the main one, that we always deal with. And then there's always people getting in trouble, traffic cases and other crimes and stuff. So we deal a lot with that.
I believe as a lawyer, I could handle pretty well everything except when it comes to the kids, because that would just, what a soft place in everybody's heart to know that you're having to deal with that every day.
Yeah, and I was in juvenile court today, and it was, you know, DHR court, and it's tough because, you know, there's a lot of families that's got two or three different dads, you know, same mom, and then get all different families is trying to do what they think is best for kids, and kids get split up, and I think in the end it gets bad because I don't think everybody realizes the kids are affected too. Brothers and sisters not getting to see each other and spend time with each other, and parents. So it does. It gets tough. It wears you out.
So what all kind of cases do you handle with your firm?
I do most everything. I think everybody in Coleman, and I think the state of Alabama in general, everybody's kind of going to a general practice where they handle pretty well most every kind of case. I don't do bankruptcies. I don't do real estate closings. Otherwise, I handle a pretty good bit of everything. So, you know, criminal law, custody work, car accidents, workers' comp cases, estate cases where people die, you know, dividing up wills and stuff like that. So
being in court, I mean, is this a weekly thing, or is there, because, look, I never go, okay?
Yes.
Thank goodness. So, but is there certain days that you go to court?
They have court pretty well every day, rarely on Fridays, but actually I go to court tomorrow. Most time Fridays is kind of a special set day, but, you know, Thursdays usually juvenile court, Wednesdays are traffic court, Tuesdays are felony courts, Mondays are misdemeanor courts. That's in Coleman. You know, I practice law all over the state of Alabama, so it's not every week, but probably each week at least once or twice. Well, 2 or 3 days out of that, I'll be in one of them courts, some form or fashion.
But you did say anyone that comes to you with whatever their case is, that you do help maybe financing or do payments with them over time?
Yeah, I work with people. I work with people, you know. Sometimes it bites you, sometimes it benefits you. You know, I try to help them out if I can. And most, and pretty well, I think most attorneys in Coleman do that too. They try to help people out.
So, and one of the things that I wanted to bring up is you and I have decided to do a radio show.
Yeah, we've talked about it, kicked it around a little bit. I know that a lot of people come to me, just want to ask questions about their situation, about general stuff, and I've always thought it'd be kind of neat to have a show where if people want to listen to, we could talk about different topics each week.
Yeah. So probably starting next Tuesday at 6 p.m., we're going to have a brand new radio show with Melvin Hastings and myself. And we're going to touch on different subjects of the law each week, kind of let him explain everything that it entails. And probably start having some callers to call in because, like Melvin just said, it's just so hard for people to get some advice, because usually everybody wants you to pay for advice.
Yes,
and so it's what a phenomenal thing for you to do for the community of Coleman, because it's really needed.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they rely on what another lay person says. You know, one of their friends or their family or coworkers will tell them something, and sometimes it's a little bit right. Most time it's not all the way right. So I mean, I think it's... I'm not an expert on everything. I've done a lot of different types of law. I know a little bit about probably pretty well most of it. So we can hash some things out, I guess.
Maybe bring some books so I can look at them, because I don't know much about the law. I just try to stay out of it.
Yeah, we can break it down. It is fun. I love it. I actually went through, I was going to be a doctor all of my life, and I actually went through a year of medical school and had one of my buddies says, you need to try law school, and I did it, and I was hooked right off. And
really?
I just went from one thing to the other, one extreme to the other.
So, in any given week, sometimes, do you stay on a certain, maybe certain cases, or are you just all over the place every week?
I am all over the place every day.
For instance,
I looked at kind of today, what have I got tomorrow? I got like 4 or 5 people, I think, coming to see me. One of them's a workers' comp case, one of them's a child custody case. One of them is about a will. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think somebody's coming in about they got in trouble. So yeah, you go from one person, one topic to another, and sometimes it gets confusing if the case is really complicated. I have to sit back and think. Well, wait a minute. I'm not talking to somebody about their injury at work. I'm talking about somebody that got in trouble at work. You know, and so it bounces. It's tough. Hey, I've been in court where you be in juvenile court, probate court, and circuit court, and all three of them different topics in the same day, and then within 2 or 3 hours, it gets a beat.
So I would hope that you have a notebook with you.
Yeah,
I would have notes all over the place.
Usually it's the files. I write all over their files. I mean, I can read it. Most people other can't keep up with it, because I just put notes on there and try to keep up with it. And then a lot of it's in my head. It's crazy.
Yep. That's incredible. So
I guess I have to ask, are you actually doing all this, or do you have an associate that helps you with the cases? I mean, I'm just asking because I have no idea.
I do it. There a lot, and most of these attorneys in Coleman probably do most of their own work. It's the larger firms, the big firms that's got 10, 15 lawyers in there that has clerks or has, you know, probably more trained people in there to help them do their stuff. But I'm pretty meticulous. I like to make sure all my stuff's right. So there's nothing going to be written or filed or done unless I've reviewed it. And a lot of times I've done it. We have templates. You know, somebody coming in, I'll just use an uncontested divorce. You know, I've got one with just property. I've got one with one child, two children, or whatever else. So we can use the same one, just change change the names and dates and stuff like that. That's, you know, a power of attorney. Use the same template. You just change names on it.
Okay. So let's just touch just for a minute on the whole common law marriage thing.
Yes, sir.
So January 2017, it's just kind of gone away.
Yes, sir.
So the people that say they are common law married before that time, they still are common law married?
They're still common law married. I think the statute, the Supreme Court, or actually the Court of Civil Appeals, I believe is to be correct, had come to a conclusion a year or two ago. There's just fighting over, hey, do we really need common law marriage? Because it's so old, and the purpose of it a long time ago was when everything was so rural, you had to travel 50 or 100 miles, go to a courthouse, people live together, consider themselves man and wife, just never went and officially got done.
Right.
So that's where they started recognizing common law marriages a long, long time ago. Well, since things have changed, it's easy to go get married, and I think the courts have finally caught up with the times and said, you know, it's ridiculous to argue if there's a common law marriage or not. You know, you're either married or you're not.
Right.
You know, you go through the process or you don't do it. And then we had this little spill with all the gay marriage stuff come in, you know, a couple of years ago. A lot of these probate judges say, hey, we're not even marrying anybody no more.
Right.
So,
yeah, that was quite the fiasco for a while.
Alabama, of course, we made news again in the United States. Everybody laughing at us. But anyway, so the deal, yeah, with common law married, you know, if two people got together now and said, hey, we're common law married, it's not going to be recognized. They're not going to have to get divorced.
So, and I guess the question that I had maybe years ago, really, what made it a common law marriage to make it legal? Did both people have to agree that they seen each other as a husband and a wife?
That's the key. That is the key. It's just like any other marriage. Both of you, you know, you're not going to go to a probate judge and get a license, or you're not going to go to a pastor and say, we want to be married, unless both of you have an agreement to do it. So a common law marriage, that the most important thing is both of you have to have an agreement to do it. Then afterwards, you know, you have to exhibit signs. Hey, we are common law married. You know, we are married. We hold each other out as being married. We tell the community we're married. We're filing taxes together as if we're married. We've got bank accounts together as if we're married. You know, that's how you do it. I've actually tried a couple or three trials with common law marriages, and one of them, they found one, and I think one or two of them, they didn't find one. You know, and the reason they found the one was because the guy was saying, hey, he introduced her as his wife, and when he filed his income tax returns, he was marking her as his spouse. And so it's hard to argue that she ain't your wife if you're putting all this stuff out there. So,
And then when it's time to break up, they're having to do a real legal divorce.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and prior, what the last few years, when someone comes in and they talk to me about, hey, I want custody of my child, you know, and I say, all right, tell me about the dad, and, well, we lived together for so long, then, you know, it clicks on me, okay, we need to make sure, is this a paternity case, where they're not married, it's just, you know, a mom and dad, or is this a common law marriage? So then you have to go into, well, did y'all act like y'all was married? Did you tell everybody you was married? Did you file taxes together? You know, we had to go through the whole deal just to make sure. And there's been a few of us come in. I said, look, if you want to be 100%, I think you need to file for a divorce from this person.
Right.
You know.
So I have a de facto law degree because I've watched Law and Order. So I have to give you the Law and Order twist. So, you know, I killed somebody, but I didn't tell anybody. So does my common law wife, is she protected from the spousal privilege or whatever?
Man,
how does that work?
I know that is a tough question, because either spouse can invoke the spouse privilege, just like an attorney-client privilege. But I believe the problem with that is it's only The only thing that's privileged is intimate things between you and the spouse that you only intend to be between you and the spouse.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it'd be kind of tough. I guess you could argue that, hey, I only intended for my spouse to know that
she would have to be into killing people for it to apply.
Yeah.
I give up.
It's probably better not to kill someone. You won't have to worry about it then.
No laughing matter. Okay, moving right along.
Anyway, so now if you want to get married, you're going to have a ceremony.
Yes, sir.
So there is.
And get a license.
Get a license at the courthouse. Now, I guess I don't even know, but I've heard different things. Does the courthouse even do weddings anymore? Do they perform them?
I do not believe that Judge Brown does them anymore because there's so much. I mean, there it really caused a mess for a couple of years with do you do them or do you not? And I believe her policy is, you know what, I'm not going to get involved in this legal mess, and I'm not going to do them. I know that was for one time. I don't know if she's changed that or not.
Okay.
You know, that was an issue of one of the, I don't even know if they passed a statute. I think it was a bill in the legislature at one time to exempt them from having to do it. And there may be a law now that says they don't have to. I don't know.
Wow.
Yes. There's all kinds of laws every session we don't even know nothing about. And they change them so much.
I can just imagine. Yes. So do I need to, hey Jay, do I need to do a disclaimer that this radio show and this
don't ask me, the attorney sitting across the table from you.
We are not saying Melvin Hazen's law is better than the other ones in Colvin.
Yes.
Oh, man. Look, and I always hate reading that at the bottom of every TV ad I see.
I know it is ridiculous, but it is a requirement by the state bar. You have to put that disclaimer. I can't even remember what the thing says. I was about to say that stupid thing says. But yeah. They do give me my bar license each year, so maybe I need to be careful about it.
Big D actually said that. He didn't say that. So, look, next Tuesday at 6 p.m., you will have Melvin Hastings and Big D with the Law Show right here on Live 95.5. We're going to let the listeners call in and ask questions because I know it's just something that the Coleman community would like to do and to get some answers and to actually know that they feel good with the answers that they have because they're actually coming from Melvin himself. Melvin, thank you for being in the Big D Radio Show today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And we've had a good time. Coming up next, Gary Sanders, local musician right here in Coleman. We're going to talk to him, listen to some of his music, and you know, we're trying to get together a battle of the bands here pretty soon, so hopefully that's going to happen, and we're going to have a lot of talent right here in Coleman. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Let me do a public service announcement, because I promised somebody I would do it. West Point first home soccer game Tuesday, February 28th. I think they're going to have a band there, concessions. So everyone go out and check out the little soccer team. I love soccer. Do you, Gary?
I'm not much of a sports guy, but, you know, soccer, it's I guess I've been involved in it more than anything. My kids played when they were young, and it's pretty cool. It's like okay. A more interesting version of football.
Well, there you go. I love soccer. Hey, look, Gary and I, we're just hanging out with our sunglasses on because we thought we'd be different, and we're actually live on Facebook right now. So, you know, we're just a bunch of rock and rollers. So, hey, look, we've got your song playing right here. Why don't you tell me about that song right there?
Okay, that song is off of the Sidesteps album that was released 2 years ago, this March 6th. And that song is about my story through life as a musician and its ups and downs, you know, from the very beginning to where I am now. You know, it's a... And ace in the hole, you know, for the term from, you know, playing cards, you know, you've got a card down. It's a ace, of course, you know, it's your secret weapon.
Exactly.
That you hadn't thrown out yet. So, you know, that's just the hopes with music. You know, maybe it'll fly, maybe it won't. You don't know until you flip the card. And, you know, it's just a gamble. But, exactly. You know, I mean, I'm not out to try to sell a million records or anything really. You know, I just do it because, you know, it's given purpose here on this planet.
If you're like all the rest of us, it's your love of life.
Yeah,
it is. And of course, I just wish that I could be a musician, but I'm not. You know, I'm a DJ, but, you know, after 31 years of being in the DJ business, I love to perform in front of people.
There's no other feeling like it. You know, it's great. It's really great.
So with you is Matt Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I believe, Matt, you are a drummer. Is that right?
When the sun goes down, yes.
When the sun... During the day, he's Batman, but look.
Oh, no. During the day, I'm really boring. I sit in a cubicle.
Joker. Yeah. So let's talk about your music. I know, Gary, for a long time, you was a solo artist, and now you're actually have a band now, mm-hmm. actually going by Gary Sanders. So are you guys traveling a little bit? And tell me some of the places that you're playing at and or have played at.
As of right now, we are wrapping up a new album called Secondary Characters. We just did the mix down last night, you know, and it's off to the mastering process. So we haven't done anything live since, I guess, since December. And, you know, we're, you know, working with some agents, you know, just getting places all over the place to play. You know, we have a local show March 17th on St. Patrick's Day here in Coleman at Cormac's Coffee House. And, you know, from then on, you know, just festivals and nightclubs and anywhere, you know, just whatever we can do. You know,
exactly.
we've got a great new album with 8 great new songs on it. So, you know, it's anywhere we can go to push that.
Excellent.
And we've, in the past, you know, like we've, you know, done, like I said, you know, just, anywhere to play is a good place to play with me. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, we did Madison Street Festival, and you know, there's 1,000 people there watching us, and you know, sometimes we'll do the smaller places where there's just 10 or 20 people there watching us. You know, it's about, exactly. It's all how the music reaches the people, and you know, if it warms up somebody, then you know, we've done our part. You know, that's what it's about.
Now, I have to give y'all credit. Live 95, you know, the very first year, 1 year anniversary, we did our first Battle of the Bands to celebrate being on the air for 1 year. I think y'all have made every single Battle of the Bands show we've done, have you not?
Yes, you're right, Jay. We've done all three of them, right?
I think so.
Yes, there's been three of them, and we've been at every one of them. Sure have.
Yeah, and Big D and I are talking about doing the next one, and it's going to blow the last three away combined, hopefully. So,
well, that will be great.
Making
it
a bigger
really
deal.
Loud.
So just a teaser out there for you bands. Jay and I are discussing something, and we're kind of hoping maybe toward the end of April is what we're going to try to do, but we're going to keep everybody informed. And we're just reaching out to the bands of Coleman, and you know, we're just hoping that we can get 10-15 bands out here, do a 2-day event, and just have a great time here in Coleman.
Every time we've announced a Battle of the Bands, within 30 days, the schedule is booked. We don't even have to go knock
on
doors.
You know,
it's, yeah.
Just right here.
No problem finding
great local talent here.
So, Jay, let's just build us our own amphitheater, and we'd be good, wouldn't we?
Give me some money, man.
That's a great idea.
So let me ask you and Matt both. What inspired you to become a musician?
The Muppet Show. It was Buddy Rich on the Muppet Show having a drone battle with Animal on the Muppet Show. True story.
Love it.
True story.
I would have never thought that. But you know what? That's a good answer. So, how long have you been a musician?
How old are we now? It's somewhere north of 25 years.
Yeah. Gary, sounds yourself? Right. Come on, say it.
Let's see, when I start playing. Well, I started out in music in church with my dad. You know, he's the late Gary Sanders, also known as the Alabama Elvis. You know, and he was big in the gospel music at the time, you know, when I was a kid. And, you know, he played guitar and sang. And, you know, I started out on drums with him and, you know, then eventually picked up guitar. So, you know, I've been in it all my life, you know, from, I guess you could say 30, 35 years. Wow. You know, I've been into it. You know, actually attempting to play an instrument from that day forward, I guess.
So what kind of influences have you had over the years for your music?
Oh, it's endless. We could spend the rest of the show talking about that.
Give me two or three.
That's even a harder question. Right now I'm into really just trying not to be influenced by any music.
Okay.
The things that recently have brought the best creativity to me is my surroundings.
Okay.
And what I see and what I feel. I just recently, back in November and December, made two trips to Standing Rock, North Dakota. And the whole time there and back, I did not listen to any music.
Really?
And that's this new album, that's where a lot of that music comes from, you know, because I've got it going in my head 24/7. That's why I never get to sleep. I know there's a pill for that, but you know, it's just always going. As far as you know, earlier influences, you know, I mean, the first three albums that I did from 2000 to like 2006, you know, I was into, you know, hard rock, heavy metal, you know, and that end of it, you know, I love Black Sabbath and, you know, and Celtic Frost and Type of Negative. But then yet again, I'm, you know, I love Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, you know, from back then, and you know, Beatles, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, you know, all the greats, you know, all the greats. It's all in there, you know. It's just a big melting pot.
So most of the music that you're doing now, all your albums, you're writing all the songs,
yeah.
And so you're basically saying now, you know, from your surroundings and what you live every day, that's basically what or how you're writing your songs and how you come up with them.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it really is. It's just taking everything in and, you know, and just translating it, you know, into little black dots.
I couldn't resist bringing up the Swedish Chef, you know, and doing a little Muffet stuff here.
Mork. You know, I was wondering what that was, but I wasn't going to say nothing.
Popcorn-y shrimp?
So tell the listeners exactly what kind of music you play.
Well, an obstacle we've come up with for the distribution of this album is we really don't know what genre to list it under.
What was contemporary, revival, alternative, post-fusion?
Yes, un-Southern, Southern rock.
There you go.
It's so diverse. Every song is so different on the new album. It could just go anywhere. I read in an interview just about a week ago that they were saying there's this thing called new classic rock. And I'm like, new classic rock, that kind of contradicts itself there. I mean, why don't we just call it rock and call all the other stuff something else? It's just, that's what I call it, it's rock. Some might be soft rock, some might be easy listening, some might be hard rock, it's all there. The new album's got everything, something for everybody.
So tell me what your future plans is with your music and where you want it to go.
I'm just going to go and play everywhere I possibly can and keep writing music. I had 20 songs wrote for this new album, so the next one's already done. All we've got to do is record it. But, hopefully it'll be available by April. And we've got merchandise, shirts and stuff, available for it. They'll be at the show at Karma's on the 17th, and they're... first single has already been released from it. We got one song and finished it first, and I believe we're going to listen to that one in a second, called Another Lonely Sunset. And we picked that one. It's a real laid back, easy going song. It'll really get to a big audience. Maybe it's something everybody can relate to.
So can we purchase this song? And if so, tell us how.
Yes, this song is, any digital distribution that is on the internet today worldwide. It's iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube Music. It's everywhere. Just go to GarySanders.net. That's the website, and everything is available there. Even the Sidesteps album is also available there too.
Excellent. So tell me the name of the song again.
The name of the song is Another Lonely Sunset.
Another Lonely Sunset. So Jay, why don't we go ahead and play that, and then as soon as it's over, we're going to end the show.
It's another lonely sunset down on 1442. All the leaves like a fire, burning dreams that don't come true. I could take off down the road and run away and hide, but I'd end up here again no matter how hard I tried. I don't believe in forever. Seems like we are lost and never. I'm not where I should be right now. Stepped out on a bridge of stones. Once again the sunset follows. Another day has come and gone. Then the water getting louder was all that I could hear. Barely made it to the banks before the stones disappeared. Did you see the river rising? We should get back to our riding. I don't wanna be caught in the dark. Once another lonely sunset down on old Jackson Bridge Road. There's a young boy at the fence line, wondering how far he can go. I have watched him spend the night from here a thousand times. Hope to see that many more to let me know I'm alive. Do you believe in forever? I have felt such a whenever. Am I where I need to be tonight? Need to be tonight.
Sanders. That was an incredible song.
Thank you.
Love that. And just want to thank you for coming out on the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you for having us.
You and Matt. Man, appreciate y'all dropping by. You know, but and before, and hey, would love to have you guys come back.
Oh, I'd love to be back. Maybe we could bring an acoustic and a washboard and do something right here.
Hey, could I like play a harmonica in the background or something?
Yes, you can.
I'm no Huey Lewis, but look, I could.
Let's do it. I'm all about it.
Hey, look, next week on the Big D Radio Show, again, we're going to have a brother, Bobby Hill, from New Life Church, Jeremy Hogan from Saving Forgotten Warriors. Some of the most popular people around, the guys and ladies from Creative Design down at Johnson's Crossing, Tina Walters, Steve Cummins, Jesse Owens. These guys are incredible with making banners, shirts, wrapping your vehicles. So they're going to come in and hang out with Big D. And then you ask, who's going to be the band? Guess what? Danielle has not hooked up with a band yet. So over the next few days, she's going to get a band in here with us next week, as we always do. But just want to give you and remind you, if you need a DJ, Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, owned by myself, 256-736-3888. In business for 31 years. Make sure you check out my highly popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, where I promote small business owners. And also, you can contact me if you would like to have a radio commercial right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. Guys, I always end the show with a prayer.
Let's do it.
Because I love Jesus, and He loves me. So we'll just take a second. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. And we come to you in prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, for the blessings that you give us, for the love and for the forgiveness that you give us. Father, we just praise you. We give you all the glory and the honor. And Father, we just ask that you be with us each and every day, Father. Hold us close to you and put us in the direction that you want us to go. Father, we just praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Gary, Matt, thanks again for hanging out with Big D. We will see you again soon. Hopefully, we're going to have you guys at the Battle of the Bands. It's going to be happening pretty soon with Live 95.5. It's going to be a rocking event. And look, we're hoping for a two-day event, and it's going to be something like Coleman's never seen before.
I hope so.
Cosmic Sound. We're going to bring our light show. And, hey, we're just going to have a good time.
And earplugs.
By the way. Jay's getting kind of old, so we'll have to get him some earplugs.
Been doing this a long time.
Have to get me a walker or something, yeah.
Get you a cane and a little porta potty right there by you. You'll be hooked up, brother. So, hey, look, check us out again next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. for the Big D Radio Show. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America.
And we're going to send everybody off tonight with a little more Gary Sanders right here on Live 95.
We'll see you.
Independent Radio. Hey, you guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.